A Twitter from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Lightning strike. It is a safe bet that few people living in the UK and Northern Europe will have little sympathy for poor weather conditions in the Canary Islands. At the time of writing, we see people facing horrendous weather conditions in the UK, with reports of temperatures plummeting to minus 20 degrees in parts of Scotland, and little better in most parts of the UK. Daily lives and routines are all thrown into chaos, and the health and safety of the young and elderly in particular are put at risk by the excessive cold, as well as very dangerous road conditions. As I sit on my sand lounger, tolerating a slightly cooler than normal winter temperature of around 23 degrees, I admit that we have very little to complain about. However, a few days ago, many of us witnessed one of the worst electrical storms on these islands for many years. The island's government had announced a rare red alert warning several days earlier. Schools and many public buildings were closed in readiness for the torrential storms that were heading towards the Canary Islands from the Atlantic Ocean. After being flooded in our new home within 2 days of moving in, we quickly learned the hard way of the necessity of fitting external shutters to windows, as well as attempting to fit thresholds to the bottom of door frames, which are virtually non-existent over here. I'd always taken door thresholds for granted in the UK, but this simple addition to door frames in Spain and the Canary Islands would make such a difference during heavy rainstorms. Without them, water will pour into any room with an external door during rainstorms, and particularly when accompanied by heavy winds. I started the day with a throbbing headache, a rare but always a telltale sign of a heavy storm to come. Dark, black and threatening clouds appeared over the mountains. The town fell silent, and even the dogs stopped barking in anticipation of what was to come. The sound of rumbling and flashes of lightning began as the wind and rain started, and we reached the safety of our home just before the torrent would later turn into a flood. At 3 o'clock in the morning, we awoke to the most horrendous thunder that I've ever heard. The house shook as lightning shot across the sky, lighting it up rather like it does with fireworks on fiesta days. But this was not to be from the joy of fireworks. Rain beat down and the wind blew violently against the closed shutters and doors with a mighty force that seemed not to be of this world. I tried in vain to switch on a light, but the power had failed. As we take a break from cleaning the patios and repairing some of the damage, we hear that at one period during the night, the islands were at the receiving end of more than 7,000 lightning strikes, and that between 5 and 10 in the morning, there were another 8,249 flashes of lightning. At around 6 a.m, 1,539 negative rays were recorded. These are the ones that go from the earth to the sky. I would just like to know which obsessive soul sat and counted them all. Well, the sun is shining again. The sea is blue and calm. Children on their way to school and the dogs are barking. Lives are quickly returning to normal. The first of the flights from frozen Europe are heading towards Las Palmas Airport, full of mostly pasty white and hopeful passengers longing for a week in the sunshine and an escape from the worry and all the dreary talk of recession back home. They will not be disappointed. Apart from some groundwater, muddy roads and some clearing up to do, it's difficult to reconcile this calm, everyday scene with the nightmare of the previous night. If you enjoy this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. Thank you for listening.